I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Flemington Car and Truck Country is out to break all sales records during their President's Day weekend sales event happening at every one of their 8 locations on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington this coming Saturday and Monday, February 17th and 19th. This is Jay Black, and I'm urging you to take advantage of great incentives, incredible discounts, along with the most attractive pricing you'll find anywhere on the cars you want to drive. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Porsche, Volkswagen, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Infiniti, BMW, and Subaru. And over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles, all clearance priced. Plus, finance or lease any new or certified pre-owned vehicle, and they'll make your first month's payment up to $500. Certain restrictions apply, so see them for details. The President's Day weekend sales event at all 8 Flemington Car and Truck Country dealership locations on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington. Call 1-800-FLEMINGTON or visit Flemington.com. That's Flemington.com. Flemington Car and Truck Country, family of brands, family, independent, not corporate.
Hey guys, welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I'm Bill Spadia. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia, here with my co-hosts, Jay Black and Jessica Nutt. You can follow her on Twitter at Chasing Jess Nutt. So we have a very special podcast today. The great Paul Sorvino is going to be joining us by phone from California in a couple minutes.
Very excited.
It's really exciting. So Jay, you want to talk to him about, you did a pilot with him a couple years ago called Paulie.
I did.
We're kind of back and forth on that. I've been talking. Dee Dee Benke is his wife. Yes. And Dee Dee Sorvino is her name now. So she's been a regular guest on Chasing News. She's a friend. And she's like, okay, he'll talk about Paulie. So now I don't know the status of Paulie, where it is, if it's ever going to be made.
But you
did the pilot.
Right. So we did the pilot. And this is, you know, 4 years ago now that we did the pilot.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. And it's one of my favorite things I've ever been involved in. Like, if I have to tell people I'm in this industry, that's when I send over where I go, now, look at what I did.
Do you think before this podcast, Jessica knew Goodfellas and Paul Sorvino?
Yeah, because I interviewed him too.
You interviewed him?
When it was the 20th anniversary of Goodfellas.
Yeah. Right. I still cut garlic with a razor blade.
Really? For real?
No, not really. No, but it was a good line.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, how often do you get a chance to meet Paul Sorvino? So that was what I said.
Gotcha.
I'm like, hey, I still cut the garlic with a razor. And he's like, yeah, well, yeah, of course you do.
That's how you cut garlic.
Right. I spent a year acting like Ray Liotta at the end of that movie. So I feel like I'm into Goodfellas.
The best scene in that movie. You saw the movie, right?
Well, yeah. I want to know if Jay has an accent.
What do you mean?
Oh, good question.
An accent?
Yeah.
Like a Ray Liotta accent?
Like, wait.
Do you do impressions now?
Do I do impressions? No.
You could.
Although my friend said
up
that.
Up your Wellbutrin. You'd be like.
When I was on the radio filling in for you and the audience was slightly combative.
Slightly, yes.
They said that they were listening and that my Philly accent got stronger and stronger.
Really?
The more they were angry with me. Because I was like, I guess I was rapping myself. He said, by the end, you sounded like Sylvester Stallone.
You're reverting back to what you know.
That's right. I think my body was like, we got to protect ourselves.
Did you get into water?
I almost got the water.
If you get to water, you're really done.
All right, yeah. He's calling. Ready?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, Paul? Hey, is this Paul?
Yes.
Hey, Paul, how are you? It's Bill Spadia here. I'm here with my co-host Jessica Nutt and Jay Black. How you doing?
All right. Good to see you.
It's great to have you. We've been very excited, eagerly anticipating this. Jay has been dying to talk to you about Paulie.
Right.
Paul, good to talk to you again. I was just looking at a picture of you, me, and Brian on the set of Paulie. And I got to be honest, I rewatched that movie, or the pilot, forgetting the fact that I was involved in it at all. And I was like, this is really good. Paul is fantastic in this. And my wife was yelling at me like, you're so full of yourself. And I'm like, oh yeah, I was involved with this. But I'm just saying, objectively, this is one of the best things I've ever worked on, and you are great in it. So thank you so much for being spectacular in that that show.
Thanks.
So, Paul, what's next? What's on the horizon? What's the big project?
Oh, I don't know.
You got a book, right? The book came out, the cookbook.
Pardon me?
The cookbook came out.
The cookbook came out. It's very successful. It's on Amazon for anybody who wants it. It's called Pino Pasta and Parties.
Love it.
Paul Sorvino.
I love it.
And it's a great cookbook. It's like the best you've ever read, believe me. I know cooking since I'm 12, and it is a phenomenal Italian cookbook.
Now, do you advise people to cut the garlic with a razor blade?
Either that or I go to their house and start working them over.
So what's next? What's the big project?
There's an offer to do a movie in May, which I'm considering. Mm-hmm. And there's a television series that is about to make an offer, and I will consider that. And I don't know what else.
Yeah, Paul's in a much different position where they actually come to him and make offers versus right. me, where I'm knocking on the door going, could I do comedy here? And they say, yeah, leave me alone.
What a career. So let me back to the cookbook for a minute. What's the best recipe in the cookbook?
Well, my favorite recipe of all is really pasta fasol, which is beans and macaroni.
I love that.
It couldn't be simpler, and it couldn't be better. And there's so many good ones. You know, linguine with clam sauce is out of this world. Lasagna is out of this world. And 15 of the recipes are true Neapolitan, going back 100 years or 200 or 300 years. The rest of them is pan-Italian, different from different regions of Italy.
Yeah.
So it's a marvelous book. Shows you how to cook, not just gives you recipe, but actually teaches you how to cook.
Makes it easy.
Dee Dee and I are very proud of it.
I'm excited about it.
How's Dee Dee?
She's great.
What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Kissing each other.
By the way, I'm doing comedy at the Comedy Cove in Springfield on Valentine's Day.
Judge of whether you're doing comedy or not, okay?
Well, I'll be talking on stage and hope people laugh.
Right.
But I could say this, wife not too thrilled.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be doing
how
that.
How thoughtful of you.
Well, I mean, I'm making money. I thought that's thoughtful. Women love money.
That's good. Making money is good.
Yeah, right? I mean, I feel like I'm being a good husband here.
Why don't you invite her to the show?
Oh, she don't want to come see me.
Yeah.
I want to get her excited on Valentine's Day, not disgusted. And seeing me is a good way. By the way, I have a great picture of my wife and Paul sitting there. My wife came out. I don't know if you remember Paul for Paulie. And we had a long conversation at dinner. And I believe you mentioned how you love to cook at that meal, because my wife made a name, Panarella. So she's a Italian to the core.
It means a small loaf of bread, a panarello.
Yes.
Panarello also could mean the bread, the guy who sells the bread, panarello.
Yeah, he said his little baker boy is the original Panarello, and really? He got feminized to Panarella.
That's boy who sells the bread, yeah.
I need a good sauce to dip bread in right now. Like, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm hungry.
You know what the last name Black means? I looked it up. It means horse thief. So my wife's family selling bread. I was stealing horses.
I think they're going easy on you.
Unbelievable. So so Valentine's Day. Actually, Paul, this airs on Valentine's Day, right?
Yes. It's our gift to the ladies of New Jersey.
Get online and order the book. It's the nicest gift they can give each other.
That's the Valentine's Day gift, the book.
Yeah.
And the food. And the dinner.
So who's cooking on Valentine's Day? Are you going out?
Well, you know, what happens lately is often Dee Dee and I, either she'll do one, I'll do another, or we'll sometimes get in together. Like, she was making some guacamole, which she makes very, very well, and we like. And she said, honey, would you come and do the onions? They're starting to get to me. So I go over, and then I do the onions, you know. So we work together. We take a look at this. I turned it. I'll do something. I'll be on the phone. She'll turn it over. We watch each other's back. We cook together. It's a great thing to do.
And so it's not competitive. It's not like, hey, Dee Dee, hold on. You let me show you on the garlic there. Let me show you how this is done. It's not competitive.
No. Dee Dee has become a superb cook. Before we wrote the book.
has become.
I love it.
You laugh, but it's true. You see, before we wrote the book, the thing she made best for dinner was reservations. Now, by doing the book and having a hand in, she made an arrabbiata one night. We were all stunned. She's become a superb cook. She has what we call in the food business the hand. She nice. Has the hand.
The hand?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. That's a hashtag. I think. Yeah, I like that.
I have in the radio business like what that. They call the face, which is you should be on the radio with that face.
The face was my friend Carol Alt's nickname from the great photographer. What was his name? The greatest of all fashion guys.
Oh, I don't know.
We called her the face. Yeah.
Carol Alt.
Carol
yeah.
Alt?
Yeah. She was a model. She was in Private Parts, right? Wasn't she the model that he was talking to in Private Parts? Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Private Parts, the movie Private Parts with Howard Stern. He said the face was the nickname for Carol Alt. Carol Alt was the model.
She said, we've been friends for 30 years. She's a great gal. She's like a good pal, you know?
Yeah. Well, can I just say, here's my suggestion for the men. I don't know much about women, but I do know, buy Paul's book and then don't give it to her yet. Cook something from the book for her. Then give it to her.
That's a great idea. Because really if you just give her the cookbook, it's like, all right, honey, come on.
Yeah,
let's get started now.
Right.
Let's get started. Paul, how often do people come up to you and quote Goodfellas?
Well, mostly it can happen. Depends on how many people are around. But it can happen every day. Often does.
It's amazing. It was after Jessica, you interviewed Paul and Dee Dee. We had dinner in New York. And like, it's amazing how many people, like, they're like, oh, and they point and they look and they come up. I mean, it's, but they, you know what though, Paul, they give you the respect. Like, nobody comes up and harasses you for the autograph.
That's
it's
good.
Like, they kind of treat you like Big Paul.
Yeah. No.
Right?
No. I have a lot of respect. It's very nice. It's funny. Dee Dee likes to tell the story of a couple of cops started running toward us. And Dee Dee said, what did we do? We're in front of the Waldorf waiting for an Uber. And they said, Paul, Mr. Sorvino, can we have an autograph? Can we take a picture?
I love it. I love it.
New York City cops, you know.
How did you and Dee Dee meet?
We met on the show called Cavuto.
Neil Cavuto on Fox.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. I've heard that name.
In the green room?
You met in the green room, right?
We met in the green room. She took my chair. I was a guest. They used to call me the Reagan Democrat. So I see some beautiful thing walk by me. I go in and getting my coat on. I'm watching. She's in the coffee room 5 feet away, in the green room, in the coffee section. Mm-hmm. And I look at her, and I saw an aura around her. Now, guys, you have to know, Paul Sorvino is not an aromatherapy kind of person. You know, if I hug a tree, there better be a beautiful woman like my wife there. So there's no hugging trees. But I actually saw an aura around her. Several people who have met her have said the same thing. They saw it on her. And what came to me was not, wow, whoopee, hubba, hubba. But the words that came to my mind immediately were, that's for me.
Wow.
That's the thunderbolt. That's the Italian thunderbolt.
It was the thunderbolt.
Right?
Yes, it was.
What is that?
You don't know the Italian thunderbolt? Is? That's what it is.
That was my nickname in high school, the Italian thunderbolt.
Like,
right?
Junior it's year the, on it's, the baseball field.
You get hit, and you're like, oh, that's it. I'm going to marry her.
So it was there, and they wanted to know if I wanted to go to dinner. I said, is she going? She walked the block away to Del Frisco. I said, like, next time, I'm not letting anybody get near her. And talking to her, I see that there's, you know, reciprocity possible. And I put my arm around her, and I got away with it. And then about 5 minutes later, I pulled her over forcefully to me, caveman style, and kissed her on the lips.
That's like hero or goat. That's either going to work or it's not.
Yeah.
Apparently it works.
Nowadays, you go to jail for that.
Right, right. Right. You can't do that today. Right.
But I felt it. And she, you know, and from then on, we've been together ever just about ever since.
I feel like you can pull that off when you're Paul Sorvino.
I think Paul Sorvino can pull that off.
Yeah. I think when you're me.
I've never did that before in my life. I'm an old school Italian. The manners of an old school Italian. I never did that before, ever. It shocked me. It was like an involuntary response.
It's the thunderbolt. This is it.
It's like when Michael saw Apollonia. He saw her walking down. He said, I got to marry that girl.
Right.
That's where I got it from. Yeah. I thought it was a real thing, but maybe it's just from The Godfather. I don't know. Maybe I'm just quoting movies now. I'm not sure.
No, that's really what they call it over
They
there.
Do, right? That's it.
The Italian word, yeah.
I love that story. I think it's great. Very appropriate for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I don't remember the Italian word.
Paul, one of the things I remember about you is that you were quite the Renaissance man. Are you still doing opera and sculpture and all that other stuff that you do outside of acting?
This last year I did a sculpture of Jackie Robinson, which was premiered at Times Square in a big ceremony. It was the ceremony of him signing with the Dodgers. And I did a bust of him.
That's cool.
My last known sculpture. What I've done this year, I've just done 15 paintings for a gallery called Wentworth Galleries. They have 9 of them on the Eastern Seaboard, and they have seen my paintings, and they want everything I can produce. So I've been painting every day. I just did a painting of Pesci. I just did a painting of De Niro.
Could you imagine having a Paul Sorvino painting of Joe Pesci? Yeah. I mean, how amazing would that be?
Right? How cool is that?
People come to your house like, what's that? Paul Sorvino that made Joe Pesci. I mean, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
Well, actually, the point is, there are many celebrities who draw and paint, but they wouldn't make a living at it.
Right.
I actually,
you can make a living out of it.
A long time ago when I thought, I shall be an artist, that's what I'll do. I had scholarships and everything, so I really can draw and I really can paint and I really can sculpt. So,
Paul, would you mind sending like a picture of one of your pieces that we can put in the article that goes with this podcast? That would be awesome.
That is a great idea.
Does he have that address? Does Edie have that?
I'll text it to her.
Yeah. Yep. Shoot it over and we'll put it in the article.
I'll send you a picture of one of my sculptures and one of my paintings.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
That's great. Paul, well, listen, I know you have to go. I know you've got an appointment coming up, but thank you. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking the time. It's great to reconnect. Great to talk to you.
This is the worst 20 minutes of my life.
Hey, look at it this way.
I love talking to you. And happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Paul.
Day.
All right. Best to Didi. Take care.
Thanks,
Mr.
Thank you. We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. All right. The great Paul Sorvino.
Absolutely.
He is. Do I hit this button now?
Well, that just turns the mic off.
Well, all right. So, first of all, he's great.
Yeah.
But I meant what I said, like that people respect him. There's a distance. I don't remember what restaurant we were in, somewhere in the Upper East Side, and everyone knew who he was.
Right.
But nobody like came up, like nobody was touchy.
Yeah.
Did you find that when you met them?
Are like reality TV stars. They say their life is ruined because everyone just thinks they're regular guys that are doing nothing and they go bother them. But if it's Paul Sorvino from, this amazing star, they get too intimidated.
Isn't that amazing?
I think there's something.
They stay back.
Yeah.
I think there's something to the fact that like when you become a star for a certain type, the reason why you're a star for that type is that you have some of the aspects of that character.
Right.
So he kind of comports himself with the bearing of someone that
and
if you mess with him,
running off.
Yeah, he would knead you into dough, you know, like if you messed with him. So I think that like it would be different if you saw like Clint Howard. You know, you'd probably go up to him and go like, I loved you in Apollo 13, versus Clint Howard. He's Ron Howard's brother. He's in like every Ron Howard movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a Ron Howard fan. The only way I can be fans, though, is I tune out the politics. Now, with Paul, I tune in.
Well, I mean, he's Reagan Democrat.
I know. Paul's right up my alley.
Hey, that's me.
You think so.
No,
you think so.
Listen, because I've rejected the populism of an autocratic Trump president doesn't mean I'm not a Democrat who loves Reagan.
God. All right. Hold on. Now, look, we got to get a couple housekeeping things for the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
We have a recorded ad for our friend Steve Califer at Flemington Car and Truck Country. So I just want to say we have added new sponsors.
This is great.
So in addition to Flemington Car and Truck Country and the Stress Factory, go to stressfactory.com. Oh, was that a Speaking Millennial golf club for us? Hey, all right, there we go. We are joined this year, 2018, by two brand new sponsors.
We're kicking
butt. One, my friend Rob Dukansky of Remax First Advantage. Now, you can reach him at 855-350-1015. True story, and I get stopped and asked about this. He sold my home in 3 days. He literally sold my home in 3 days. So, and I spent almost 20 years in real estate. I'm still a broker. So, best guy, that most competent, effective company that I've ever dealt with.
And you know that's a Spadia house, so it's filled with like smoked meats and you walk in and he probably could sell it to a vegetarian and they would still come in and go.
Rob Dukansky could sell the smoked meat house to the vegetarian.
That's how exactly good he is.
So he's also at robsellsnj.com. All right. Also, our second big sponsor of 2018.
Peace.
CSI Group. My friend Peter Greco, the CSI Group. CSICPA.com or 1-800-TAX-LAWS. Again, true story. I used to do my taxes myself. Then my life got very complicated. And
you went to jail for 10 years.
So he got out. Listen to this. So I actually did, the last time I did my own taxes,
what?
I ended up with a letter 2 years later from the IRS saying, hey, by the way, you made a mistake. So it's like, it's no joke.
No.
I know. It took me a year to sort it out. So now Peter Greco and my friend Jack Tenari do my taxes last couple of years. CSICPA.com. People think like you go online and it's so easy. Oh, I just plug a couple numbers in. It does not work that way.
Yeah,
this is not in your world, I bet.
In my world, where I get literally 25 W-9s at the end of the year, or the 1099s, because I'm working.
You do your taxes yourself?
No. I bring a dump truck and I drop it off at the accountant. And here's the thing, it's like doing self surgery. You wouldn't do that.
You can't do
except it. Except there's more lasting consequences to messing with the IRS than there is by sticking a scalpel into your own heart.
Well, they come after you for the money, and you got to pay it. And now, now they made the mistake.
Yeah,
but it hasn't happened since I've had CSI.
Listen, the IRS took down Wesley Snipes. They took down Blade.
Right.
If they can take down Blade, they can definitely take down you.
Be careful with the IRS. So go, it's tax season. What is it? February 14th. So it is Valentine's Day. Call them. Seriously, call them as soon as you're done listening to this podcast, 1-800-TAX-LAWS. Then call Rob Dukansky at 855-350-1015 and sell your home. Find a new one and get your taxes done.
Use your tax rebate to upgrade your house into a better house using Rob Dukansky.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys. Is that it? I think that's it.
I think that's it. But I just want to say, the entire time I'm jumping in to help you, Jessica's staring at me like,
"This is such a weird commentary.
What are you doing? What do you mean such a weird commentary?
Wait, helping on which one?
I was helping with the ad.
Salty meats. Okay.
Salty meats was a little weird.
No, that got a little weird.
No, I was thinking like, if
what were you thinking?
I was thinking
actually,
like a Spadia house because of your love of meatloaf and fried pickles. I do love meatloaf.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, March 23rd,
the day before our big
Macaroni and Cheese Day.
Yeah.
You're available, right?
Yeah.
All right, the day before our big show.
Yeah, we're bringing the band back. The band's coming back together.
Nice.
Meaning us and Adam Geller and Matt Rooney.
Oh, good.
So we're going to do the same thing, but it's mac and cheese.
Love it.
And our big show for our first anniversary. We are celebrating an anniversary.
Yeah.
On, we should probably record this and have
have it running
clap, like a track.
I want it running the entire time we're talking.
It should be like a music thing.
It'll be just like our live podcast went.
Yeah,
I think went actually better than we thought.
Did you listen to it? Because I thought it went very well.
I listened to the beginning of it. Yeah,
you listened to the beginning of it. That's not a huge endorsement, Jessica.
wait, I only watched the video you took.
Oh, yeah, on Facebook.
The Facebook. Why did I just say that? I just reversed like 20 years of history.
Because you were there 2004.
I just went and started on Facebook.
An honorary millennial.
Yeah. I just lost it. I lost a gold star. All right. Our next, we're going to have another guest next week.
Yes, Vin Nardiello.
Vin Nardiello's coming. Yeah. For us in about 3 minutes.
All right.
For you, next week.
Well, before we go, I just need to explain the smoked meats.
I don't understand.
Because here's what I'm saying. I was just picturing like what your house must be like, and it's probably just like fried food and meatloaf and like, because you're always talking about food, barbecue stuff,
IPA and pork roll.
IPA and pork roll. Oh. So I'm picturing like a big smoker in the center of your house. Like, you know, you're like, I got to bring it in for the winter. I can't smoke outside because it's. And then just, I feel like the walls just infused with meat.
I want to make a brisket now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, listen, the closest you get to talking like with an animal growl is when you talk about brisket. You know what I mean?
I do.
You talk about food the same way I talk about pornography.
You know, you're right. Actually, that's a good point.
Like your eyes sort of glaze over and you're like.
I did make a fried pickle and pulled pork sandwich.
Now, are you talking about pornography?
Right.
Sounds like you are.
Well, it's devolved.
Have you never heard of food porn before?
No, it's on. It's wait, on
Andrew1015.com. I think we're thinking of two different things.
I have seen food porn. Yes,
no,
I have.
We're thinking of two
I honestly made a great sandwich that I think you would all enjoy. I did a red cabbage salad.
Fried pickles.
Fried pickles. Let me tell you something. You dry the pickles, and then I made a batter, flour, water, a little bit of beer, and a Cajun seasoning.
Sounds
good. Put the pickles in the bowl. And I fried them at 375 degrees. Perfect.
You take the pickles and you put them in the bowl?
You put them in a bowl. Then you take the pickles out of the bowl and put them in the oil. And then they go on the sandwich. The bed of cabbage with a mustard vinaigrette. The whole recipe is online.
I just did something. Just this is not a sponsor.
And there's frying sound because I recorded it. Wait, hold on.
I'm going to find it right now. I'm going to play it for our audience now. It's not a sponsor, but it had Chow Gopher. Have you heard of this?
No, what's that?
Say that again.
It's a Chow Gopher.
What does that mean?
It's they go get you food from restaurants near you.
Yeah.
And you just put it online. They
like,
have
like Grubhub or Caviar.
Right? It's pretty good, right?
I thought
you're
going to play the sound.
Oh, I am. Hold on.
There's no sound.
They're like Grubhub, but they're based.
Here, that's the base. Wait, I'm showing your pictures of the sandwich. Like, all right, hold on.
Yum. This doesn't work. This would be like if I did a porn podcast.
Hold on.
Like,
wait.
You should see this girl. She's so hot.
Here we go.
That is pretty nice.
Come on.
That's so gross.
That's
the gross?
Fried pickles. What gross? What do you mean? That is perfectly fried pickles. Look at that.
The first time I had a fried pickle, it was in a Hooters in Tennessee.
This is going to be our background for the rest of the show.
Go ahead.
In I feel Nashville?
Like, yeah, I feel like every time you're quiet, this is what you hear in your head. Bill's quiet. He's just like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about
brisket. Can I loop this? I think this should be my ringtone.
Yeah, well, every time you got a phone call, you get distracted. You start thinking about food. I was at a Hooters in Tennessee. I went by myself because I was doing a gig, and the only thing that was open past 11 was Hooters. They're like, what do you want? And I was like,
that was your excuse? Yeah. That was the only thing open?
Are you buying that?
I'm not buying that at all.
No, not for a second.
You're talking to me. I would have gone to the strip club if there was a buffet.
All right.
You know?
That was the cleanest place.
Yeah,
open,
it was the cleanest place that was open.
I got it.
And they're like, what do you want? And I was like, something healthy. And they're like, we got you covered. And they brought me fried pickles. And I was like, I guess this counts as vegetarian.
It's green.
It's green. Chow Gopher. They go out and they bring you food from restaurants. And because it's based in New Jersey, it's like they have all the New Jersey restaurants that are close to you.
I don't recall them being a sponsor, though.
Yeah, they're not a sponsor. I'm just saying.
Like
no, it's not an ad. I'm just telling you.
Do you think Grubhub does not do that?
Where's the dump
or
button?
Caviar?
Here's the thing. Don't dump. You can get in trouble.
You got to be careful with the dump button.
But I ordered
caviar. I love caviar, too.
I ordered Smashburger to my health. Wait, you like caviar?
Have you ever had caviar?
No, I'm not a Russian. Let me tell you something. I'm not a Russian.
The name of like the Grubhub
is it?
A different type of Grubhub.
Really?
Caviar.
I'll bet I would like that.
Yeah, well, because it's all fancy. Let me tell
you how to do it. Let me tell you. You can buy it in ShopRite. It's black lumpfish.
Ugh.
Watch.
Ugh. No.
I know it doesn't sound good. It's delicious.
That sounds
it's salty. Like there are little beads of salt. It's delicious.
That sounds like a disease you get in the 1840s.
So you take Melba toast.
That melt doesn't around. Sound good either.
A little bit of cream cheese.
I went to Hebrew school with Melba toast.
I don't think you're taking my caviar story seriously. This is a problem.
And by the way, I'm not even Jewish. I just went to Hebrew school.
I would serve that to both of you, and you would enjoy it.
So wait, it's called black lumpfish?
Yeah, it's delicious. There's red lumpfish. There's black. There's white fish. There's lumpfish.
I don't eat any food.
It's eggs. I mean, they're so good. It's almost creamy, and they pop, and it's salty, and it's so good.
We have fried pickles instead.
Yeah. How about something good, Bill?
Yeah. I'm telling you, let me just tell you what to do, because somebody out there may be interested. You take the Melba toast, the Melba rounds, you know what I'm talking about. You buy in a box, a little bit of cream cheese.
Here,
put a little spoon imprint. Put the caviar in the little hole that you made, like you were putting gravy on mashed potatoes. Little spritz of lemon and cracked pepper.
Hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's delicious.
Let me give you my impression of a guy in the 1830s. Oh, my grandpa died. What happened? Well, he went walking in the mud with his shoes off, and he got a bad case of black lumpfish. Now he's dead because he has black lumpfish feet.
What kind of toast?
Melba.
Melba toast.
Have you ever had Melba toast? It's a cracker.
Yeah.
You've had it.
I've had it. I'm an adult.
I'm telling you.
Eat Melba toast.
Millennials don't like Melba toast. Not the Melba, like you need the round. It has to be the Melba round and plain. You don't want to mix it up with sesame or anything else.
Oh, you know what? I'm tired of your anti-sesame bent.
I can't stand sesame.
You know what?
It should not be on. It should not be on Italian bread. I should have asked Paul about that.
Yeah, I don't even go to Sesame Place, Bill Spadia says.
I'm going
to
clap us out.
All right, yeah. Good night, everybody.
Clap us out. All right. See you next week.